I shifted my weight to ease my left leg.
Why are you bringing me pizza?
I don't know. I just felt like it.
Are you going to open the door or what?
I haven't decided. This brought a slow, evil smile.
Are you afraid of me?
Yes. The smile stayed fixed in place.
You should be. You locked me in a refrigerator truck with 3 dead people. Sooner or later, I'm going to get you for it.
But not tonight?
No,
he said. Not tonight. I closed the door, slid the chain free, and opened the door to him. He put the white pizza box and a 6-pack on the kitchen counter and turned to me.
Looks like you're walking a little slow. How are you feeling?
Okay. Fortunately, Alpha's bullet tore through some fat and did most of its damage to the wall in the hallway. His smile had faded.
How are you really feeling?
I'm not sure what it is about Morelli, but he never fails to strip my defenses. Even when I'm on guard, being watchful, Morelli can piss me off, turn me on, make me question my judgment, and, in general, provoke inconvenient emotions. Concern pinched the corners of his eyes, and there was a seriousness to his mouth that belied the casual tone of his question. I bit down hard on my lip, but the tears came anyway, silently spilling down my cheeks. Morelli gathered me into his arms and held me close. He rested his cheek against the top of my head and pressed a kiss into my hair. We stood like that for a long time, and if it hadn't been for the pain in my butt, I might have fallen asleep, finally comforted and at peace, feeling safe in Morelli's arms.
If I ask you a serious question, Morelli murmured against my ear, will you give me an honest answer?
Maybe.
Do you remember that time in my father's garage?
Vividly.
And when we went at it in the bakery?
Uh-huh.
Why did you do it? Are my powers of persuasion really that strong?
I tipped my head back to look at him. I suspect it had more to do with curiosity and rebellion on my part, not to mention hormones on the rampage.